The unemployment rate was unchanged at 9.1% in August as the economy created a total of zero new jobs. And that will be explained in a moment. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on August 2011 U.S. employment trends. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported an unemployment rate that held steady at 9.1% in August. The unemployment rate has experienced little definitive movement since April. There is a little good news in that 9.1% unchanged unemployment rate. This was the result of a workforce that expanded by 366,000, and 331,000 more people were employed, but 36,000 more people were also unemployed. Those not in the workforce declined by 165,000. In other words, despite a relatively large number of more employed persons last month, the entire labor force also expanded as the number of unemployed persons rose as well. So the unemployment rate was unchanged. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported the economy had the same number of jobs in August as the previous month. Keep in mind that there were about 45,000 telecommunication workers that happened to be on strike and did not receive a paycheck the same week that the government conducts its job count, so they were not included. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector declined by 3,000 last month, which clearly was a deterioration from July's growth of 52,000 and June's increase of 16,000. Manufacturers declined a total of 3,000 jobs in August after adding 36,000 jobs in July and adding 14,000 in June. The construction sector lost track of 5,000 jobs in August, but all was not lost. While there were declines in most of the industry's subsectors, residential specialty trade contractors added 6,800 jobs last month. Mining and logging continued to add jobs to the tune of 5,000 in August in all of its subsectors except one, logging, which chopped down 500 jobs. The private service-providing sector, which is about five times larger in terms of employment than the goods-producing sector, added 20,000 new jobs in August, which was certainly not as good as the 104,000 it added in July, nor the 59,000 it added in June. Cash registers stopped ringing in the retail trade sector, with 7,800 jobs gone in August after adding 26,400 jobs in July. The professional and business services sector put in a repeat performance with the addition of 28,000 jobs in August, following growth of the same amount in July. Job growth in computer systems design and related services sped up with 7,700 new jobs in August after adding 5,000 jobs in July. The education and health services sector added a total of 34,000 jobs in August, although the educational services subsector, which is highly seasonal, shrank by 1,600 jobs. Much of the gain in the health care and social assistant portion was in ambulatory health care services, which was up 18,100 jobs. And that includes home health care services, which was up 6,300 jobs. Hospital employment was up by 7,700 jobs last month. The leisure and hospitality sector was up a total of 2,600 jobs in August, with arts, entertainment, and recreation jobs down by 8,900 as accommodation and food services added 11,500 jobs to its menu of jobs. The total number of government jobs was down last month by 17,000. In August, state government actually was up 5,000 jobs, but keep in mind that 22,000 workers returned from a partial government shutdown in Minnesota. Local governments cut 20,000 positions, and the federal government eliminated 2,000 positions. And now, on to temporary help services. The good news is that temporary help services added jobs for the second consecutive month. In August, it added 4,700 jobs, or 0.2% sequential growth, after growing by 1,200 jobs in July. That was revised, and now stands at about 2.25 million jobs. Year-over-year growth was 7.2%. Although temporary help services is off about 400,000 jobs from its December 2000 peak of about 2.6 million jobs, it has added almost 490,000 jobs since growth restarted in September 2009. And temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, incrementally grew but was still at 1.7% in August. Its highest level was in 2000, when it was around 2.0% for most of that year. On the surface, the August jobs report sounds a bit discouraging because the data are not showing any strong growth trends. But although the situation is far from perfect, it isn't quite as dire as the numbers suggest. The change in the number of total non-farm jobs was zero in August. The private sector added only 17,000 jobs last month. However, There were those 45,000 telecommunication workers on strike during the survey week who have subsequently returned to work, but those jobs were not included in the data. And if you really want to see a silver lining in the dark cloud of this month's employment report, a year ago, in August 2010, there was a 59,000 job decline, so August 2011's official flat performance is a year-over-year improvement. And if the telecommunication workers weren't on strike, they would have received a paycheck during the survey week and their jobs would have been included in the total, so the private sector payrolls would have been up 62,000 jobs last month. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.